really delighted and really enjoyed that game. We had a fair mix today. Three young lads coming in, all in defensive areas, and it was a game that we knew and felt it would be a very tough game. That we had really good control of the game, but we had to get that first goal. And I always felt that if we got that first goal, the game would open up a little bit more. Did I anticipate that we would get, you know, another three on top of that? Probably not. But certainly on the balance of play, we deserved to get them goals and had more opportunities.
I'd imagine important, Chris, as well. You changed the team completely tonight from the team that played at Derby to get through without any injuries and without having to bring any of those players on as well.
Well, I think more the front six as such, four across midfield and two are all, you know, they're all first team experienced players and played a lot of games, so they were always going to play. And the question was really what we did at the back. And chose to go with Rowan Ince at centre-half, who has done that before. It's not his position, and it's not his best position, but he would have been the most experienced one out of the back four. And chose to go with you know, three lads that have been doing really well for us in the 23s. More so with Ben White and Rob Hunt, who have been perhaps involved with us a little bit more last season as well. Sam has joined us in the summer. And I thought the contributions from all three of the younger ones and Incy at the back, I thought was excellent.
I guess central defence is a slight issue at the moment, Chris. But Ben White, excellent tonight. How much has he played himself into your thoughts?
He's a young one. He started the pre-season with us last pre-season and then picked up an injury at Crawley last pre-season, which kept him out for a little while. So he's a talent. You know, he is a young one. But he's been very much around the mix of the first team, certainly this pre-season and so far. Drifted back into that under 23 group last season because of what we had already in the first team. But they wait for their opportunity, and that's why you want an under 23 group that's pushing hard. And that's why you want young lads like Ben White that are pushing and hopefully wait for their opportunity.
And how can you tell whether they're ready or not, Chris?
You can't until they get that opportunity. And, you know, they can show everything on the training pitch. You can get a nice feel for a player. You know, unless you have a young player, and there are always going to be exceptions that a young player stands out that much, you know he's ready and you know that he can cope very much with the first team. For the majority of him, it's waiting to get that opportunity.
Move to the other end of the pitch, Sam Baldock. He was your skipper tonight. He was a scorer. He was a provider. What did you make of his performance?
I think typical Sam. You know, what he does, he brings an energy to the team. He gave us a lot of that last season. Season before, when we played him, certainly in my time, when we played him a fair bit on the left. And I think he enjoyed the captaincy today. I think he enjoyed that responsibility of the team. And for those that played today, it's a really good workout for them. You know, I know we're only 3 days away from a Friday night game, so it certainly would have been better if we were playing Saturday, but it's a really good workout for them.
We spoke to Sam, and he said when he got the chance for the goal, he wanted to take it, and he said he felt that he wanted to take those chances, maybe perhaps rather than giving others a chance. There were others who were better placed, but he wanted to take that chance and show that he can score goals. Is that something that he needed to add to his game, Chris?
Well, he can score goals, you know, I don't think there's ever any criticism because he'd done really well for us last season. But yes, I think he would have liked to have contributed with more goals last season. But sometimes when you're doing a little bit of a different role for the team, you know, that takes away some of them possibilities. And I think the way that Sam played for us last season, I think does take away some of the areas that he might get into in a little bit of a different system. So, you know, there are always sort of pluses and minuses, but really pleased. And we needed that today. And I think once we got that first one, I think it gave us the confidence to go on and get the other goals.
And I guess as well, you've got Kasenga, Jamie Murphy, you know, all performed tonight. You know, did you make selection difficult for Friday night?
Yes, it's a really good run out for them. I want as many difficult decisions as possible. You know, we're on the back of what I thought was a really good performance at Derby, but we've got a real competitive squad, and we'll need that.
Oliver Norwood, his first run out. What did you make of his performance tonight?
Probably no surprise. You know, he is a quality of player, and I think you saw some of his delivery and some of his passing. That's very much what he has got. So, yes, he's a very good player. So, wasn't surprised by anything that he done, because he has that ability.
Final question. Really tough for the fans to get here tonight, Chris, with the strikes on the trains. Nearly 7,000 people. What's your message to the fans, both after tonight and looking ahead to Friday as well?
Well, what we have got, we've got, for our supporters, we've got two home games, of course, in the next 6-7 days. So it is tough. But I thought that the crowd that we got here today, for as tough as what it was, I think made themselves heard. What I was really pleased was is that the team was able to put on a performance. From what they did see was, as I say, three young lads. They saw Elvis Manu, who's been, you know, it's been difficult for him, and they saw somebody that's had a good pre-season and what he is able to do. Oliver Norwood, of course, his first game. So I think it was certainly a good game for the supporters. We certainly appreciate the difficulties that they have at the minute, and of course, I think we'll have on Friday night. So we really appreciate seeing them today.